rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and a very warm welcome to Radio Islam International. You are listening to Productive Muslimah with me, Suraya Chauhan. So we are on day 25 of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, few days left, and we've come to the most crucial part of the month, the cream of the crop, if you would say. What the thing about the last 10 days of Ramadan is that everything that you've built up till now is either going to make or break Ramadan. Because if you've done a lot in the entire month, then it's good. But you have to see it through, right, till the end. Because the best part, or the most, the part with the most reward is in the last 10 nights. And generally that's when we as mothers, sisters, we get very tired and we start preparing for Eid and we have so many things to think about. And this is when we should focus on our ibadah, because it's a time that you will never ever receive, never in the entire year, and we don't know later on if we will live to see another Ramadan. So instead of preoccupying ourselves with our Eid preparations and so forth, let's spend more of our time in ibadah. Not to say that we shouldn't do anything, we should, because Eid is also a blessed day and we want good food and all of that, but don't make it such that it occupies your entire day, or it tires you out so much in the day that at night you just don't have energy for ibadah. And this would be a very, very sad thing indeed. Only the unfortunate ones don't get Laylatul Qadr. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to us that search for the night in search for that night in the last 10 nights. If one of you found himself to be lazy in the first part of Ramadan, then don't let him be lazy in the last 10 nights. So this alone tells us that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that if you saw that your Ramadan was lacking something, or if your Ramadan wasn't as expected, or you were lazy, don't lose hope, because you push in those last 10 nights. You will cover up everything in those last 10 nights. And if you miss those last 10 nights, then you can't go back. That's all you have. And this is the most crucial part of Ramadan, because this is the night we know that we find Laylatul Qadr in these last 10 nights, and it is better than 1,000 months. So we would indeed be foolish if we don't really take the bull by the horn and start making the most of these 10 nights. It's as if someone will come to you and say to you, you know, here's $1 million. All you have to do is stay up for most part of the night. You would do it, wouldn't you? So think of Allah's promises like that. It is true. It is an investment into the bank account of your akhirah. And that is something you are never ever going to just get like that. Because this time, someone is giving you extra time. It's like Allah is saying, you know, you were meant to die at 33 years. But I am giving you 83 years more. You would take it, wouldn't you? Yes. So this is why Laylatul Qadr is so important, because Allah is giving us just that. How amazing this is. And He's telling us, not telling us to look for it in the 30 days. Allah is telling us when it is. It is in the last 10 nights. How difficult is that to find? It is not at all difficult, right? So we know that in Ramadan we get so many benefits, and one of them is that whoever fasts Ramadan with faith and seeking accountability, he is forgiven all of his sins. So if you fast, Allah says your sins are forgiven. If you perform Qiyamul Layl throughout Ramadan with faith and seeking accountability, then you are forgiven all of your sins, right? And if you stand up for Laylatul Qadr with faith and seeking accountability, then all of your sins are forgiven. So these are three things that will guarantee that all of your sins are forgiven. And if one has a shortfall, like you're fasting, then you have your Tarawih to lean back on. And if the Tarawih has a shortfall, then you have your seeking Laylatul Qadr as to fall back on. So alhamdulillah, this is truly, truly amazing. And if you are fortunate enough to find this night, then you know for sure that Allah has decreed something amazing for you. Because Allah is choosing you. It is like when you're going for Hajj. Allah is choosing you for this night. And if you have not been chosen for this night, if you end up losing it and, not doing anything about it, then we have to sit back and reflect and think, what is it? Which sin is preventing us from actually gaining these rewards? Because Allah is giving it to us. And Allah is giving it as, choosing us to make the most of this night. So what exactly is Laylatul Qadr? A lot of us translate it as the night of power, right? But Qadr has so many different meanings. One of the meanings of Qadr is one of the meanings is restriction. So it's because the earth is restricted. You know, on that night there's so many angels that there's no place to move. And this is why it's also it means restriction. Another meaning is decree, and that is because on this night, Allah decrees what is going to happen to you for the rest of the year. Subhanallah, how amazing is this? If you are sleeping, then what? How have you convinced Allah to write your decree positively? Because you have been sleeping. When you awake and engaged in dua, this will impact on what Allah is writing for you in the books for the year. And now we know that Allah is going to write what is your, how long you are going to live, and He's going to write your rizq for the year, how much you will earn, your sustenance. And ulama say also to such an extent that Allah also is going to write the names of the hajis for that year. So the ones that are going to perform hajj, subhanAllah, so if you stay up and make this dua, how do you know? Maybe Allah is going to write that in your taqdeer. So it's a brilliant time because your books are being written, literally written of everything that is going to happen to you in the year. And the amazing thing about this night, which I find so amazing, is that Aisha radiallahu anha described it so beautifully when she said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave life to the night of Qadr. And how beautiful is that? He gave life to that night. It basically tells us everything that we need to know. We need to stay awake in this night. Now, not to say that you can't go and sleep, you can. You can take a nap, you can rest, relax, obviously, because it becomes difficult after a while to carry on being awake. You will fall off to sleep, we are all human, you will fall off to sleep, you will end up saying things that you don't, you lose track of what you're saying, you don't understand what you're saying after a while because of that drowsiness that overtakes you. But if you take a little bit of a rest and sleep for a little while, you set your alarm clock and you get up again, it's an effort that you made. You've had it made an intention and you are making the effort, which is what counts. So you don't have the thing where, you know, you read your Isha and you read your Taraweeh and then you go to sleep and get up the next morning. The crucial time on the night of Qadr is from Maghrib till the break of dawn. Hiya hatta matla'i al-fajr, it is until Fajr. And Fajr, we know the sun rises at about approximately 7 o'clock. So we have that time from after Maghrib till then. And then we sleep in between. So if you cut the sleeping in between, you don't actually have much time to make ibadah. So use this time. If you have to, sleep in the day a little so that you can stay awake at night. This is very important to do so that we make the most of this month, inshallah. So another thing is that when we sit to for our prayers, we should actually sit in seclusion, sit alone, sit in a place that you sit every single day. Don't change your place. So sit in one place, find a spot, so that every time you are at that spot, automatically your brain will trigger and tell you that this is your spot for ibadah. You know, you will immediately have that mindset, the mindset of ibadah. It doesn't matter that you're not sitting for itikaf. For the men, obviously, it's easier. They go for itikaf and everyone in the masjid is in that same mindset. Everyone is performing their ibadah and you're looking at each other do it. So it kind of motivates each other. For women that are at home and men that are at home that are not performing itikaf, find a place of seclusion, like a nafil itikaf, sit a little bit on your own at certain parts of the night and just sit in ibadah and use that time in ibadah and use it constructively use it constructively on that, in that time. So any place that you find that is going to be most beneficial to you, use that time, inshallah, and make the most of it, right? So Allah calls Laylatul Qadr Mubarak, which means it's a blessed night. It is multiplied exponentially. Everything is multiplied. So it's such a beautiful, blessed night. Ibn Abbas used to call Laylatul Qadr Laylatul Ta'zeem, which is the night where you glorify Allah. Subhanallah, this is the time to say all of those, glorify Allah, make dhikr upon Allah, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. It's a time to glorify Allah. The angels are descending in multitudes, and you're going to push yourself and push yourself and push yourself like you never pushed yourself before. So you carry on and give it your all. Just give it your absolute all. And you know, it's like a race. And if you are going to run a race and you're running the entire, maybe say 5 kilometers, and you reach the end and you can see the finish line and it's right there, you can see it, you're definitely going to strive that last bit, you're going to give it your all just to reach that finish line, right? You won't just stop when you see the finish line, turn around and walk away. You wouldn't do that. So why is it that in Ramadan we do exactly that? We give it our all, we perform ibadah, and then right at the end, the crucial time, which is the last 10 nights, we end up stopping and starting to prepare for Eid and just getting tired and losing track of everything. It's as if we defeated the whole purpose of Ramadan, because it was supposed to have been built up for those 10 nights. Not anything else. So look at it as that. You're building up yourself in those 20 days for these last 10 nights. Now we know that Ramadan has many, many virtues. And Laylatul Qadr in itself has virtues of its own. We know that Allah has revealed the Quran on this night, right? So it's a beautiful night because this was when it was taken from the Lawhul Mahfuz and it was brought down and given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this was the 24th of Ramadan, right? So this was when it was revealed. And Hassan Basri says a beautiful thing about the night of Qadr, about Laylatul Qadr. He says, Allah, who has the greatest Qadr, which is status, right? So Allah, who has the greatest Qadr, sent the angel with the greatest Qadr, which is Jibreel, to the Prophet with the greatest Qadr, which is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the book with the greatest Qadr, which is the Quran, in the month of the greatest Qadr, which is Ramadan. Subhanallah. Look how special this night is. Every brilliant person and thing is on this night. So it gives us the magnitude, it shows us the magnitude of what this beautiful night is about. So Jibreel alayhi salam would review the Quran once in Ramadan with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that door, he would go through it in the month of Ramadan. And Surah Alaq also came down in the month of Ramadan. Obviously at that time, when Surah Alaq was given, it wasn't yet called Ramadan, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't know that he was a prophet at that time, but it was in the month of Ramadan. Okay, and then the Quran is the most, obviously, the complete and the last book. So that itself was revealed in Ramadan. And then we had all the previous scriptures, and they were also revealed in Ramadan. So the Zabur was on the 18th of Ramadan, the Injil on the 13th, the Torah on the 6th, and the Scrolls of Ibrahim on the 1st. So we have all of these different scriptures in the month of Ramadan, which also indicates to us how special this night is, right? And what is very special about it is Allah is writing our taqdeer in this night, right? And Allah is so merciful, He could have made it on any other night, but He made it on a night where He knows that we are going to be engaged in ibadah, we are going to be fasting, we would have read our tarawih. We know that obviously every Monday and Thursday, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast. Why? Because on a Monday and on a Thursday, your deeds get presented to Allah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would fast on those 2 days, so that when his deeds are getting presented to Allah, he's in the state of siyam, he's in the state of fasting, and this weighs, it has a heavier weight in Allah's eyes. So We don't even have to do that because we are already fasting in Ramadan and we are already performing Taraweeh. So half the battle is won and now we are getting our deeds written. So we are going to be sitting in dua and engaged in ibadah. So Allah through His mercy is now giving us something so very special in the very same month of Ramadan where we are doing those things anyway. In this month also, the doors of mercy are open and the doors of Jahannam are closed. The doors of hell are closed. So Allah Ta'ala is going to look at us in this night especially with rahmah, with mercy. And anything that you ask Allah in this night will get accepted. Allah is going to be so Ghafoor al-Rahim in this night, especially in the entire month. But this night especially, because you have taken that time and you have set and you have engaged yourself in ibadah. Because of this, Allah is going to have so much of rahmah on you on that night. You can change your tafsir. You can make dua. We know dua changes tafsir. Whatever is written for you, it can change. So you can ask Allah to make the year ahead a beautiful year, a splendid year, a year full of barakah. Ask Allah to grant you barakah in your wealth. Grant you barakah with your kids, with your in your work, every single thing. Tell Allah to grant you barakah and this can change everything. And Allah can write and decree that that year be an awesome, splendid year for you. So let's use this time, inshallah, to make the best of it, right? So if you are going to pray or stay up in the night, right, and something happens to you in the year, you know that even if it's something, if you meet in an accident or something happens, you know that Allah has decreed it out of His mercy, not punishment. Because Allah is telling us that He is Ar-Rahman. And on that night, He's only going to show you mercy. A virtue of this night is that it is better than 1,000 months. Now that is a lot of time for us, for older older generation have lived to see so many Ramadans. For them, this is indeed a virtue because they have seen so many, and if they were awake during those nights of Laylatul Qadr, then imagine 83 years plus 83 years plus 83 years. Say they live to see, 20, 30 Ramadans, and this is. And all of those 30, they were, they engaged in ibadah on the last 10 nights. Then this is like a ticket straight into Jannah. How beautiful. For us who are the younger generation, we have time, inshallah. We don't know if we're going to see the next Ramadan. But even if we see one Ramadan, one, and we make the most of that night of Laylatul Qadr, and we take 83, we got 83 extra years to our lives, then alhamdulillah, we've lived longer than we were supposed to. And why is it that Allah has given us this beautiful gift? Through none other than His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was shown the lifespans of his ummah, and he was shown the lifespans of the ummah of the other prophets before us. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw that ours is an average of 60 to 70 years. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Allah, what is going to happen to his ummah? And Allah gave Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam this beautiful, beautiful gift, which is Laylatul Qadr. And this will be as if we have lived as long or even more than other nations. Right? And also Surah Kawthar was revealed just before the Surah, Surah Qadr, where Allah describes Laylatul Qadr. And Surah Kawthar was revealed right before where Allah gave Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the Hawd al-Kawthar. And then immediately after that, we got this because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his nature was such that he always thought of the ummah and he asked Allah for his ummah. And this is our gift through our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah. It is 2:32. We're going to go for a quick ad break. And when we get back, we're going to continue with Laylatul Qadr. Stay with us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back to the program Productive Muslima with me, Suraya Chauhan. So before the break, we were discussing Laylatul Qadr and the virtues of Laylatul Qadr, and one of them being the revelation of the Holy Quran and the night being better than 1,000 months. So another virtue of Laylatul Qadr would be the angels that are coming down. Subhanallah, how awesome must the sight be if we could have seen it. The angels are constantly coming down in magnitudes, a whole lot of them, and swiftly and fast they all come. They seek permission from Allah, and they take permission from Allah, and they come down to the earth. And the earth on that night is so restricted, there's no space to move because of all the angels coming down and going up, coming down and going up. So they are all taking turns, because we know that angels, their fitra, their natural state is to worship Allah, and they love ibadah. So on this night, because the Ummah is engaged in ibadah unlike any other night, they come and they visit and they send salams upon you, and they take your name and they go back to Allah and they give the names to Allah. And one very special angel comes down on this night, and that is Jibreel alayhi salam. Jibreel alayhi salam doesn't come down on any other night except on Laylatul Qadr. So how awesome is this? An opportunity to be visited by the angel of revelation. He's going to come down and send salams upon you. He sent salams upon Khadija radiallahu anha. She was so fortunate. And we, as insignificant as we are, he's going to come down. And if you are engaged in ibadah, he's going to make salam, give you salams. Beautiful, subhanallah. Let us, inshallah, all of us be awake for this moment. Imagine how blessed this moment is. And if we are asleep, how unfortunate it is for us. So inshallah, Allah grant us that ability to stay awake, because this in itself is so beautiful. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the amount of angels on that night are greater than the amount of stones on the earth. There are so many stones, rocks, pieces. I mean, we can't even count what is in our backyard. Imagine more than that. This is something the human mind can't even perceive, right? So this is great, subhanallah. It's something truly amazing, and it's something that we should look forward to. And this time, as we mentioned, is going to be all the way up to Fajr. So use this time wisely. If you are having iftar, immediately after iftar, don't engage in too much of talking and too much of useless conversation, because we know one of the Mujahid rahimullah says that most people will lose Laylatul Qadr because of interaction with people. So, meaning that when you start talking, you don't realize, and we speak things, and we don't realize, sometimes we talk nonsense or silly things, and it's such a blessed night. So rather leave the speaking to a minimum, and leave the table, go and sit and engage in ibadah. Even at suhoor time, people think that by suhoor time, it's all over. No, this is a very, very blessed time, right up to the break of dawn. So immediately, eat your suhoor and go back and sit in your space and start reading, and because the most blessed time is the last third of the night. So if there's ever a time you should be awake, it's definitely the last third of the night. This has the most amount of barakah in it. And in the last 10 nights, we should seek the odd night. So it would be 21, 23, 25, 27, 29. But every night you should be engaged in ibadah. Push yourself a little more, but every night you should definitely. So don't not read your Taraweeh on those nights. You know, in the even nights, you get people who don't read Taraweeh. They say that it's okay, it's an even night. No. How sure are we that it's not going to be Laylatul Qadr? Now with so much of controversy over the sighting of the moon, let's be covered. Let's cover ourselves and, you know, perform the ibadah on all of the nights. But we know the majority of the scholars say that 27th night is Laylatul Qadr. That's why we find that the masjids are full on that night. And, you know, that is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't give us the date. Because this is one of the things, if we had the date and if it was for sure the 27th night and we knew from hadith, then what we would be doing as insan, that is how we are, we would only go to the masajid on the 27th night, or we would only pray on the 27th night, because we would just feel that that's the night everything's going to happen, so let's do this one night and leave it. And already we know that the masajids are already empty on the 28th night. Everyone is done. The 27th night gets packed. We know the last 10 nights also, people start coming lesser and lesser to the masjid. And then 27th night, it's so full, and then it goes back to normal. But 29th night is still an odd night. So we're still supposed to be engaged in ibadah. It's a brilliant time to be engaged in ibadah, and it's not a lot to ask for. It's just the last 10 nights. So let's be smart about it and make the most of it, because we are, you know, we don't know if we're going to see another one. And the signs of this night is that it's going to be soft, a gentle night. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it's neither too hot nor too cold. And on the morning of Laylatul Qadr, you notice that the sun will rise with no rays. And some people say that it's because of the angels blocking the rays of the sun. Allahu a'lam, Allah knows best, but there will be no rays on that night, right? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked by Aisha radiallahu anha, what is the best dua to recite on Laylatul Qadr? If I find that I found Laylatul Qadr, I found that night, what do I read? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best dua to read is Allahumma innaka afoon tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. So, O Allah, you love to pardon, so pardon me. And Ibn Abbas was also asked what else in addition to read, and he said the best du'as are the most comprehensive ones, simple, sincere du'as from the heart. Those are the best du'as to recite. We know that, you know, this is the time to ask and to beg, and if you are going to, you know, copy the du'as and read these long, lengthy du'as and you don't know the meaning of it, it is not so sincere as if you're going to say it yourself. So learn the meanings or read the meanings and then make the du'a, and inshallah you will get the benefit of Laylatul Qadr, inshallah. And what if you missed it? You know, if you have intention and you set your alarm clock and you miss it, then don't be, you know, don't lose hope. You had the intention, inshallah, Allah will give you this night. Because you had the intention, you will get this night, inshallah. Make the most of it. And lots of people want to know what kinds of ibadah. People think that Laylatul Qadr is only salah. It's not. It is any form of worship. So if you want to be, for the woman that are menstruating, they feel that, oh, okay, I've lost it. You haven't lost it. Laylatul Qadr, that night, you can be engaged in dhikr. The angels are still going to come down and still greet you. So engage in ibadah, dhikr, read Quran, perform your salah. You can alternate between ibadah. It does not have to only be salah. So you can choose what you want to do, inshallah. And you can alternate and see what works best for you. So inshallah, let's all make dua that Allah makes us from amongst those that are fortunate enough to seek Laylatul Qadr and to find Laylatul Qadr on this, you know, this amazing night. We should find it, seek it, and, you know, just grant us this ability to make the most of it, the strength, and because you do need strength, you know, to make the most of this night. So inshallah, Allah grant each and every one of us this opportunity and make us from the fortunate ones who are chosen to find Laylatul Qadr. And on that note, we know next week, inshallah, my program is only after Eid. So a few tips for Eid Salah, for Eid day. We must start with our takbir on the night before Eid, inshallah, so that is after Maghrib Salah. Start already reciting your tadbir. On the morning of Eid, take a ghusl, use a miswak, wear your best clothes. It doesn't have to be new, it just needs to be your best clothes. Apply athar, attend the Eidgah very early. Eat something that's sweet before you leave. An odd amount of dates is the sunnah, so you eat that before you leave. Take out sadaqah before you perform your Eid Salah. Another sunnah is to go to the Eid Salah one way and to come back another route. So you go on one route and you come back on another route. And then also to go on foot for the Eid Salah is also a sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for all of us who have made this extra effort in Ramadan, and we've done so well in Ramadan, alhamdulillah, so many of us that are not wearing hijab, wear it in Ramadan, alhamdulillah, and Allah grant you the ability to carry it throughout the year. But if you were doing it in Ramadan, then don't take it off on the day of Eid, because this is a big day. So at least take it as how you wore it in Ramadan, one more day, and inshallah Allah will give you the ability to carry on with it, but don't take it out on the day of Eid. This is a big day. And we shouldn't forget that it's a joyous occasion. It's a beautiful, blessed occasion to be with family, to enjoy the ending of Ramadan. It's a happy occasion. And Allah make it a joyous occasion for us all. But with all of that, we should remember that everything has to be done according to the Sharia. So whatever we do, remember, don't lose whatever you have planted, all those seeds you have planted in Ramadan, don't lose it on this one day. Be happy, be with family, do everything, but within the bounds of Sharia, inshallah. Remember that it's a blessed day. Find a little time where you remember Allah on this day. Don't forget Allah completely on this day. This is a day to remember Allah. Let's give out sadaqah. Let's, you know, join family ties. Those that we're not speaking to, let us start speaking to them. Inshallah, even if you haven't been speaking to someone, find the night of Laylatul Qadr and make dua to Allah and try and reconcile with this person on that night, because Allah's rahmah is there. So there's more chance of you mending your ties, inshallah. So there's so many blessed things for us to do, but let's remember that let's end it off as beautifully as we started it, inshallah. So I think we have reached the end of our program, alhamdulillah. My next program, as I said, will be next week, Tuesday, inshallah. So I wish you all a beautiful, uplifting and spiritual last few days of Ramadan. And I wish you a beautiful, joyous Eid. May it be full of barakah and afiyah. Ameen. Until next week, Tuesday, from me, Suraya Chauhan, it's fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.